You were on the internet as well at KFPW1230.com. And now time to talk with Mark Myers of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Well, talk about some economy and jobs. Is it picking up, getting better?
Yeah, it's slowly getting better. I mean, you're seeing the number of unemployed slowly come down. In the last month, it's come down about 4,000, nothing major. But you are starting to see some job cuts, too. I mean, New York City, they announced they're going to cut 10,000 jobs from their employees there to try to bring their budget in line because they've got a $2.4 billion deficit. But you're also seeing other companies like Google. They're starting to hire people, 2,000 people. And what's really interesting, you saw in the market yesterday, was GM stock. You know, some of it's called General Motors, some of it's called Government Motors, because we the taxpayers still own a bunch of that. Now, that GM stock, that was the largest IPO in history ever. It valued at over $63 billion. Demand was so strong on that, they didn't have enough shares for everybody. Now, just because we brought GM public, since it went bankrupt in December of 2008, we, the taxpayers, still haven't gotten all our money back from this. We did own 61% of GM before they went public. Now, most of that money will come back to us taxpayers to help pay us back, but still we own 36% of the company even after they went public. Now, the stock right now is trading about $34 a share, and from what the Treasury is telling us, the Treasury says the stock needs to get to $52 a share, and then all of us taxpayers will get all of our money back. We'll break even on the deal of investing in General Motors. So the stock really needs to go up about 50% from here for us to make our money back. Other stories on Wall Street this morning, Dell Computer easily beat Wall Street expectations. They reported 45 cents a share in earnings, and Wall Street was expecting to earn 32 cents a share, so they blew the numbers away. The stock's up about 3% pre-market. And Heinz, you know, the ketchup makers, they're out there. They beat earnings. Their earnings were up 8% from a year ago. And most of that is not from the United States. Most of that's from overseas. They're selling emerging markets, Russia and India and all these other third world countries that are doing really well, more ketchup than they are selling here. And as far as the markets go, yesterday was kind of interesting. You saw the market, it ran up 178 points, and a lot of people didn't know why that ran up so much. And the reason was, behind the scenes, it wasn't announced all over the news, was the Philly Fed Index. What that is an index of manufacturing companies on the eastern coast. And they do this survey with them every month and see how their manufacturing orders are going and what they look for, expectations going ahead. And what they expect is highly increased orders. They have tons of orders for new goods coming up over the next 30 to 60 days, which blew away what economists were thinking. And these manufacturing companies are saying, hey, we're going to start hiring some people. We have to keep up with demand right now. So looking forward, you may start seeing some good news in hiring based on that, and that really caused the market to go up yesterday. It wasn't so much GM, and that's what everyone I know was talking about all over the news.
Looks like China didn't buy as much of that stock as everybody thought they would.
No, China already owns most of the United States, I believe.
Yeah, that may be right. And the, as you point out in talking about this this issue of foreign business, the other countries doing so well, very clearly it's possible that some of the hiring in the U.S. is due to better economies around the world than ours.
Oh, yes. I mean, there, a lot of these third world countries, what's amazing is these countries are really kind of driving the world right now, you know, especially like China, because they're really starting to come up. And what's happening is you're seeing people who didn't say have a washing machine or dryer, and now they're just now getting enough money because there's enough jobs in their country, and they're getting enough money to buy these things. So they're starting to buy washer and dryers and cars, and they're starting to build the infrastructure of roads that we have here in the United States. So you're really starting to see a boom in those countries. Speaking of China, you know, their inflation rate, though, was 4.4% just last month. Not last year, last month. So they're growing so fast it's causing major inflation problems over there, which they're trying to keep under control, but we'll have to see if that works or not in that fastest growing economy of the world.
Well, hopefully here in the U.S. we'll be able to buy a washing machine or a car before long.
Well, we'll just order it from China.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
That's Mark Myers.